The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and he taught them. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. And they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law of Moses, it is commanded that she be stoned. What do you have to say?" And they said this to put him to a test, so that they could have something with which to charge him. Jesus bent down and he began to write on the ground with his finger, but they continued to ask him. He straightened up and he said to them, "Let the one among you who has no sin be the first to cast a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman standing before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she replied, "No one, sir." And then he said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Rather interesting, this text about the woman taken in adultery in the Gospels is found only in the book of John. No mention of this in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Rather interesting story. The second thing is, wherever the origin of the story might have been, the law of Moses, in fact, would also condemn the man. I mean, I've heard commentary on this saying, well, it was only the woman that was condemned here, but that's not true. The law of Moses, back in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, would also equally condemn the man who was caught in an issue of adultery. However, the teaching here has to do with making judgments. There is a very early interpretation of this text that goes back to St. Jerome, around the year 400, and many scholars pick it up, and that is that when Jesus was writing on the ground, he was writing the sins of those who condemned the woman. And the more he wrote their sins there, the more they were exposed for what they were. Righteous people who condemn other people are those who have not seen their own sins. Somehow, when we come to terms with our own poverty and our emptiness and our weakness and our failures, we are much less inclined to make judgments about others. That's the teaching here. Here's one teaching from this gospel. When we're inclined to make a judgment about another person, about a person's character, or a person's lifestyle, whatever it is, be cautious, says the Word of God. Be cautious and look back into yourself, and you will find, born out of your own weakness and your own humanity, you will become more benevolent and less judgmental about the failures of others. That's the teaching here. And we're all enlightened by this because somehow we are all caught in this temptation to make judgments about other people. And sometimes in a conversation with a group, it's very redeeming when you're with two or three people and they make judgments about another person. To pause and to wonder for them, how bad is this? We used to have a saying in the old country, say, when they'd make a judgment about somebody, then the redeeming person would intervene and say, yes, but it's a small fault. And when you say it's a small fault, well, maybe it's not so bad. Or maybe we're all guilty of something like this. This type of response tends to be redeeming. That's the invitation of the Word of God today, that when we're tempted to make a judgment about another person's character or hold a person up in conversation for judgment, be cautious and know that Jesus knows my sins. And therefore, when I become aware of my sins, I am far less likely to exclude anybody, to judge people, to say this person is not worthy, or I am more worthy, to exclude people from our families, from our church, from our community, from wherever. And that's the consequence of a judgment spoken about here in this gospel reading today. So there's a certain freedom, there's a dignity about the manner in which Jesus responds to this woman who is struggling in her life. And he says, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. He sets her free. It's not just the freedom which she sends her, the freedom of not being judged. It sets everybody free when they're not being judged. Not just the person who is subject of the judgment, but the person who is inclined to judge. It's a freeing moment. It's a moment of liberation. It's a time of grace, and it is a time of teaching. Amen.